them. 4, 3, 2, 1. Grab copy or part mark number 6. And pull. And pull. Grab deeply jammed paper. Lift. And tug. Press reset button quickly. And press. And press. Now kick and press and kick and press and kick. And press.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon.
You get upset and overreact, and something, the experience gets inside your head, and you get upset with that, make yourself worse. You can break this vicious cycle. Log on to FHU.com and read Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome. We all have it. Listen to my radio program, Advice Line. Live streaming on FHU.com, 10 to midnight, Pacific time, and on over 100 stations. For my book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, call 866-RADIO-ROY. I'm Roy Masters.
Here's what people are saying about the all-new Amazing Pet Show at the Grand Country Music Hall.
The kids loved it. I loved it. It's a show the whole family can enjoy.
It's my favorite show in Branson. I've never seen anything like it.
This all-new show features exciting acts and tricks from skilled dogs and trained house cats. That's right. I said house cats performing tricks. You've got to see it to believe it. Call 417-335-2484 for your tickets to see ringleader Sean Paul and his trusty sidekick and trained monkey Frankie as they win your heart. It's the only act of its kind in the world, and yes, Frankie is a real monkey. Beautiful exotic birds and other magical surprises will put a smile on your face. This show is great entertainment for the whole family. Animal lovers of all ages need to call 417-335-2484 for tickets now. Shows daily at 10 a.m. only at the Grand Country Music Hall. Call 417-335-2484 or log on at grandcountry.com.
Are you looking for a new home? Trying to sell your current home? Upsize, downsize, apartment, condo, single. What's the best for you? So many options, so many questions, and now you have a place to turn for all your answers. Let's Talk Real Estate is on WRMN AM 1410 every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 till 10 a.m. Listen in as experts from the Fox Valley talk about everything dealing with real estate. Your host, Jim Durante, will take your calls from 9 till 10 on Tuesday and Thursday morning on Let's Talk Real Estate.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I am your host, Kenneth John. With me is Veronique today. How are you doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And we're going to have an open line today.
Yay!
So that'll be fun. That. We haven't had one in a while. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Veronique, have you been assaulted by any of these road safety, how do they term them? Well, they're roadblocks. The safety check roadblocks for seatbelts.
I've had to go through them a couple times.
They're recently, in the last week or two.
Yep, I had to go through some Memorial Day weekend.
Right. I mean, there's been this big push everywhere you go. You got these seatbelt safety checkpoints. Sometimes during rush hour, sometimes late in the evening when it's dark, these guys are just standing on the street corners and looking inside your cars. I don't know. I find this really repulsive, really outrageous. Apparently, this big push must have something to do with the federal money that is given to the states and then to the municipalities in order to operate these safety checkpoints, which again, it's just repugnant to what being an American is supposed to be all about freedom and individual responsibility, not nanny state policemen look and see whether or not you have your seatbelt buckled or not. Is this not the ultimate of mommy or daddy state saying what you or you cannot do? How is this possible? That this happens in the land of the free and the home of the brave. I don't know. So it's outrageous to me, and I've even heard reports that people are getting tickets even when they have their seatbelts on, and the officers are contending that, oh, you just put it on when you saw the seatbelt checkpoint come up. So there might be one person calling in about that. What else is happening? Oh, Galesburg, Illinois, my other favorite stupid regulation of the week. It has to do, of course, with the government school system. And now there's a collective, what I would say is, punishment imposed because of belief in collective guilt. I'm not sure how else to put this. What happened is during the commencement exercises at Galesburg High School, some people shouted or clapped or applauded during somebody's announced name of being graduated, and they were warned they can't do this. They had to sign some papers that do not have any kind of display of emotion or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But how is an individual graduate supposed to control what their family or friends do? Why should they be punished because their friends or family shouted out for joy because they're graduating? I mean, this is absurd. What's happened is there are four or five individuals have had so far to this point. I don't know how that they can really do this or how officially it's done, but they've had their diplomas taken or not given out yet. They have been denied their diplomas for graduation. I'm not sure how if that means just the physical diploma. I mean, I don't think they could say you're not graduating just because your friends shouted out, you know, for joy that you are graduating. But, again, this to me is just, it's really absurd. No, you know, sure, the family and friends should have followed what the rules were and refrained from any applause or shouting out until the end of all the names being called. But, you know, that never happens.
Of course not.
And, I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Of course they don't.
I mean, how can you punish the graduate for what somebody else does?
I don't get it at all.
It's really absurd. I'm sure this is just a temporary thing because I can't believe Galesburg High School will get away with this. But it's just one more reason, folks, to teach your children on your own or maybe have some good private school. But get your kids out of the government school system. You're asking for nothing but trouble. Where, children are suspended for just pointing their fingers at somebody else at the playground and saying, bang, bang. You know, that's how absurd things have gotten. And now you just because somebody shouted out because they're glad you graduated, you don't get to graduate, supposedly. Pretty outrageous. Meanwhile, things are going so well in Iraq. I'm glad the surge is going so well, Veronique.
Oh,
What was it, 14 deaths yesterday, our servicemen?
I think so. I can't
Something
remember.
Something like that. It was either over the weekend or yesterday, 14. And it's, I think the total in June is already 30 or so. It's getting worse and worse. And, of course, the Democrats have abandoned any hope for the anti-war crowd by succumbing to George Bush. No timetables. Gave him all the money he wanted and more. And most prominent anti-war activist, Cindy Sheehan, has quit the Democratic Party because of that. And she sees how the Democrats and the Republicans are really all part of the war party, all part of the same big spending, big government, big authoritarian war party. There is one choice, folks. Although he is ostensibly a Republican, he really is a libertarian, and he's running for president. I've mentioned him before. His name is Ron Paul. He is winning virtually all the internet polls as far as first choice for the Republican nomination. And as a matter of fact, now this to me is very interesting, Veronique. You know, the Las Vegas, does odds making on everything.
Of course.
And they do have odds making on who wins the Republican nomination. And to my utter shock and surprise, pleasant surprise, Ron Paul is now listed by the odds makers as 15-1 to win the nomination. Which, I mean, to me is incredible. I would have figured it would have been, I guess a few weeks ago it was 200-1 until the debates happened. Then it dropped to 100-1, and after the South Carolina debate, it went down to 15-1. And So right now, folks, according to the Las Vegas odds makers, Ron Paul is 2.5 times more likely to win the Republican nomination than the Cubs are to win the pennant.
Ah, nice little dig there.
The Cubs are 40-1.
Hey, we won yesterday.
Yeah. Ooh, woo-hoo.
Woo.
1 out of 10?
I know.
1 out of 10. So you're too young to, you weren't even born yet, Veronique, when the infamous year of 1969 happened.
I know.
And the Cubs blew this huge lead they had in August to the New York Mets. And some of us, after 1969 and 1984, and of course 03, was it? Or 04, whatever. I'm sorry, I have to consider myself a recovering Cub fan, not a Cub fan. They're a joke. They find new ways of losing every game. And as soon as I get interested, when I guess I shouldn't watch, because they look horrible every time I watch. Bad base running, bad, errors all over the place, mental errors, physical errors, you name it. Pitchers who can't get the ball over the plate. Maybe they turned around because one game they got 9 or 10 runs or whatever. Well,
10-1.
We'll see. We will see.
Keep my fingers crossed. I'm still a dreamer, what can I say?
So anyway, the point is, 2.5, I mean, who would have thunk this? 2.5 times as likely Ron Paul wins the Republican nomination than the Cubs win the pennant. So you all should check, if you are in the least bit interested in what's going on in the world, please check out, number one, The Daily Show tonight with Jon Stewart. Ron Paul's going to be his guest. And tomorrow night will be the CNN debates in New Hampshire. And you all may recall that Pat Buchanan won the New Hampshire primary a few years ago. And there's a lot of Ron Paul activists in New Hampshire, and I think he's got a chance of winning that state, too. So it should be very, very, very interesting. The Daily Show tonight, CNN debates tomorrow, and I believe he's going to be on the Colbert Report, I think either June 13th or June 14th. So check it out, everybody. Okay, we have an open line today. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy, give us a call at 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
All right, we are back. Freedom Rings open line today. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. And let's go right to the phones. We have Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Ken. Good morning. Excuse my kind of gravelly cold voice because I have a cold right now. I wanted the person whom this happened to call specifically, but unfortunately he's taking his mother to chemo today. Hopefully not getting stopped for wearing a seatbelt, people. I want you to hear that correctly. He was stopped while wearing a seatbelt. Just coming around the corner here in Wonder Lake trying to bring me a sandwich when I was having a sick day. And he had the bag of sandwiches in his lap. So the exact story is one policeman was hiding behind a bush with, you know, the radio and radioed up. Yep, the guy just put it on. The passenger in that Honda CRV just put his belt on. And no offense to my future son-in-law, but he's rather heavy. So it would take a minute to get that bag, that seatbelt around his tummy and get that bag of food back on his lap. There's no way it could have taken place, do you understand what I mean? Between the time the guy radioed him and 100 so feet up is when he got pulled over. You know what I mean?
The officer was hiding behind the bush, did you say?
They are hiding behind trees. This is the third time I've heard that this week. We also heard it at Libertarian Club that another fellow Libertarian was pulled over. He wasn't wearing his, but the cop was also hiding behind a tree radioing up to the enforcement area.
What do you think Patrick Henry or Thomas Paine would say
rolling
to Sam
over,
Adams if he had heard, they had seen, if they see what's
over
going
in
on
graves,
in the country?
Okay. These two people that came over are my son-in-law and a sister, my daughter, I mean, that are not really Libertarian. Well, they feel Libertarian now. We hired a lawyer over the weekend who said, good luck, you know, we'll take your case. We know you're fighting the principle of it. But I'm going, you know, understand this, sir. He was wearing the seatbelt, and he got a $55 citation. And so they basically sat there and called my kid, who is the head of the youth ministry of her church, a liar. Well, she's so neurotic about the cops out here that she will not let anyone get in her car without buckling up. Hmm. So, here we go.
Well, there's obviously a quota involved.
I'm sorry, Ken, but it's police state. It's a Nazi state. I can't stand it here anymore. If it were not for family that I'm here, you know, helping to take care of, and who's helping me right back, you know, I wouldn't be here in Illinois.
Yeah,
there'd be no reason to stay.
I think other states are probably pretty similar, unfortunately, as far as the seatbelt.
Well, except for perhaps the Free State Project in New Hampshire,
right.
You know, where I think maybe
you
there
know,
will
you
be
know,
a mass
also
exodus.
Going on, there's a segment of people in Vermont who are trying to secede from the union.
Well, perhaps I'd like to join them.
Yeah.
Because Memorial Weekend, all I did was hear people talk about how they couldn't get here and they couldn't get there and they couldn't get anywhere. So thank you. You know, I'm trying to teach, you know, you try to teach your children when they're young, the policeman is the good guy. Don't know what to teach them anymore.
No.
Honest to God, don't. Because
well, I think
that
survey showed that, what was it, when asked, if you see a policeman in your rearview mirror, do you feel good about that, like a protecting thing,
no,
or do you
like
feel
a
fear?
CSN song.
Like 70 to 80%. 70 to 80% say fear.
Yeah, and it's written in that lyric. Remember this, the CSN song? Do you feel safer, you know, when you see them? No, fear. Fear is stricken in you.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. And you know what? The guy outright lied, and our lawyer told us our chances of actually getting this guy on the stand, even we're going to subpoena him. Because he didn't issue the ticket, so he doesn't have to show for the court date. So I have to pay to subpoena him. We're going to put him on the stand, and then he's probably going to lie. And
well,
there's just no way I can prove this perjury.
I was told by a King County judge a couple of years ago that he always believes the police officer.
That's
he never believes.
Your word
if it's
against
between
mine,
the police officer, word against a citizen or a police officer, he's always going to believe the police officer. As far as I can see,
and that's what we're up against. So we've already got like $700 invested in this war. We're probably going to lose, but we're going to go just because the same thing you did, based simply on the principle that once upon a time, my little children, I will tell them at night, my grandchildren to come, this used to be a free country. You could drive down the street and around the corner and go to the restaurant without being pulled over. Because I moved out to the rural, I mean rural, you know where I live, country.
Yep. Right.
And this keeps happening.
So, you're getting away from it.
I'm kind of in shock, to tell you the truth. I can't believe it. I truly, truly can't.
Well, Kathleen.
Yes.
Good luck.
Thank you very much,
go
Ken.
For the
thanks
good
for
fight,
your show.
And of course, we're all here to support that. And
yeah, and if anything comes up with the court case, I will let you guys know. But I expect it to be thrown out. I expect the cop to go your way, or the judge to tell us that we're wasting his time. I fully expect that, but we'll let you know at the next show.
All right, very good.
Okay, well, never mind. You know how court is. As soon as the court date comes up. Thank you, Ken.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
All right, let's move on. We have Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Kenneth. Well, it's all a mess. What can you say? It's politics. What do you expect? How politics are corrupt. You know, I called to talk about your sister station there, where they had a guest on earlier, another state senator, Democrat, and they were talking about taking the tax off of gasoline. Well, the thing is, they're going to end up putting it somewhere else, and people don't realize that. They may pull the tax out, but they're not going to get rid of it. It's
well,
just going
I
to
would,
be taxed
I would
else.
Never, Jeff, I would never talk against at least an effort to repeal a tax.
Yeah, but you know what? 9 times out of 10, that's what happens.
Oh, I know what you're saying. We have to be vigilant. We have to say, yes, repeal this tax, enact no other taxes.
Oh, I agree. But, see, the average citizen out there isn't going to pay attention until after it's happened. I mean, obviously, we wouldn't be in this fix that we're in right now in the first place if it, you know, had not most Americans paid attention. But nobody does.
Yeah,
everybody's asleep at the wheel. Nobody cares until it's basically their pocketbook that's hurting, and then they're going down the toilet before somebody does something. And that's the sad fact. For me, anyway, that's the way I look at it. This is my personal opinion. I mean, one of the local callers, Don, he called in earlier, and he brought up the fact, now I don't have my computer because it's down, it's being worked on, but he brought up the fact about this bill that McCain has, and I forget the name of it, but I think it was a McCain-Feingold bill or something. It has to do with the illegal immigration that they're tacking on that Trans-Canada, whatever it is, highway from Canada to Mexico. Now, and this, again, is the same thing. Now, if I had a computer, I could look that up, too. Don is a wealth of information. I mean, I'm not computer savvy to begin with. But, again, people don't go on websites and check out things like they should. And I looked at one time, Dan Karras had brought up some of these things that get tacked on it. Nobody ever mentions, nobody ever hears, oh, this is a great bill, like Medicare bill, but then there's frivolous other things at the bottom of that. I mean, what's it going to take America to do before we realize we're in a hole?
Yeah, well, that happens a lot where they tack on all these various pieces of legislation. There's actually a bill out supported by Downsize, was it Downsize.org, I believe. It's called Read the Bills Act, that no bill could be proposed in Congress until every congressman has read the bill. See, what happens is this: all these things are tacked on without even most of the congressmen knowing about it.
Well, I don't think they read it either. There's so much. Isn't that what they have staff for, is to read a lot of that and then report back to them? I've never heard of one congressman ever reading a bill all the way through it.
Most of them do not. But I think it's a good bill to support. Read the Bills Act. If you just search Read the Bills Act on the Internet, you'll come across the interest group that's fighting that. I'm looking it up. I'll find it before the end of the program.
That'd be great.
It's like Downsizer or downsize.org or something like that.
Yeah, I'll write it down when he writes it.
It's a great bill. You know, I mean, if it was really could be enforced where they all had to read the bill, then all these little additions to the bills would see the light of day and usually would not be voted on if people knew what their what these bills were all about.
You know, I was going to ask you. I know you do. You have your own business, like I do, but. Do you ever ask your clients, do they ever complain about you, like, because you have to jack the, you know, price or whatever up because of gas, but do you ever get into political issues with them? Because I've been getting to the point now where a lot of them are really complaining about everything, and it's just because they're, I mean, we're talking middle-income families.
My old days, I used to press the political issues all the time. Now, if it comes up, I'm glad to talk about it. And, yeah, there is a growing distrust of government out there, I'm sure of that, and a growing distrust of any of the major parties, I'm sure of that. Where that will go, I don't know. We will see.
I hope America wakes up.
I would urge everybody listening to this show to make sure that they let their friends and family and acquaintances and neighbors know that Ron Paul will be on tonight on The Daily Show and to watch the CNN debates tomorrow night.
I'll be looking. Thanks, Cannon. You guys have a great week.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Bye.
Okay, now we have Grace, I believe. Hello, Grace. Uh-oh. Is Grace gone again?
Hello?
Hello, Grace?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. You're on.
Listen, about Cindy Sheehan, I was reading in the Perspective part of the Tribune yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and it said in 2003 there were 10,000 peace activists against the war in the streets of Chicago. They had another demonstration, I believe it was in 2006, and only 3,500 were out there. And they interviewed several college students, and they said, we don't want to get involved in this because our jobs could be in jeopardy if someone takes a photo of us when we're out there demonstrating. Mm. And we have our futures to think of. And that's another reason why people are not coming out in the streets.
Well, of course, the Founding Fathers pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor.
Pardon?
Our Founding Fathers pledged their lives, fortune, and sacred honor to establish freedom in this country. And unfortunately, people are afraid, their shadow almost to support.
Yes, well, when you have a dictatorship in power, when they can... tap your phone lines and your computers and everything else.
Right.
And there's one more thing about stupid regulations. About a month ago, I read in the Tribune, in the QT section, this four-year-old boy was in a daycare center, and he bumped up and laid his head against the chest of this helper, this lady helper,
mm-hmm.
teacher's aide, and she signed something about misappropriate touching against that poor little kid. Can you believe that?
Where does it end? I don't think I mentioned this last week. Did I mention about this eagle I bought?
Could you speak up a little? I'm having trouble hearing.
I'm sorry. Did you... I'm not sure if I mentioned this, what happened to this guy who carves eagles and other, you know, figurines out of chainsaws.
No.
He had carved an eagle, a good size, you know, like a four-foot eagle, and these people purchased it, and they allowed their kids to play Jungle Gym on the eagle.
Yeah.
And the kid fell. They sued him.
Oh.
They sued the guy who made the eagle with the chainsaws because their kid was playing on this thing and fell. I mean... It didn't ever get to a jury trial or anything, but he had to spend $1,200 fighting it.
but get it thrown out.
But do you think that a teacher's aide with a mentality like that should be around children? I hope sterilized.
It's gone 360 degrees. You know, usually it used to be that the primary school teachers would be ones that would
comfort.
Would welcome hugging and touching and, you know,
but
having an intimate, and I don't mean this in a bad way, and an emotionally intimate attachment with the children.
Yes. I mean, mothers know how you kiss a boo-boo when your child falls down.
Right. Right. But, can't do that today.
Whew, no, you wouldn't dare. But I'm looking forward to the Daily Show and Colbert. I love
Very
him.
Good.
Thank you, Kim.
All right. Thanks for calling, Grace. All right. And we have, they just listed as a patriot calling. Okay.
He actually dropped off.
Oh, did he?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, well, we do have an open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. The phone number is 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders. Good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19 out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president.
And re-elected him. And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Line today, anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy, and we have the Patriot back, Veronique.
That's right.
All right, Patriot, go.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, comrades. The only good bush is a burning bush. Like your program, as I'm a patriot, there's a lot more ticks out there than you might think. A hot poker up there, Alpha Sierra Sierra, might just make them let go. Good day, my friends, and thank you for allowing me to make that comment.
Okay. All right, we'll move on. Lori, hello.
Hi, Ken. It's Lori. Hey, this whole JFK thing this weekend, I'm convinced it's all a hoax. I wasn't convinced with 911, but I really believe that this was all set up by Bush's cronies to get more people to back his war in Iraq.
Well, it very well, you know, what got my antennae sprung up was the fact that the ones who spilled the beans on this was this informer who was subject to arrest and jail time.
Right. He was a drug dealer this morning. He got busted for selling drugs, and instead of going to jail, wiggled his way into some Islamist group and convinced them he wanted to be a terrorist.
Right.
I don't buy it.
I'm very suspect myself. Very suspect. The thing is, the Bush administration has no track record of honesty to begin with.
Right.
So I'm with you on this one. No, I highly suspect any kind of these things, especially again when it's somebody facing jail time, and they're the informer. You know, some people have been sent to the death penalty by these kind of informants.
Oh yeah, definitely. But I mean, why would these Islamists really accept this guy in? I mean, I would think they'd all be getting their heads chopped off by now if you know, they had allowed some guy to worm his way in that was just an informant.
Right.
So I don't believe any of it.
Yep.
And
yep.
I would sure love to hear Ron Paul come out and say something about it.
This is going to be interesting.
It should
be interesting. It'll be very interesting tomorrow
Obviously,
night.
Obviously, he's got to be careful that he doesn't.
And I hate this. The Ron Paul revolution is happening, and would you ever believe that he would have 2.5 times more chance, according to the odds makers, of winning the Cubs winning the pennant? Well, maybe that's not that much of a long shot.
Yeah, I got a Ron Paul convert over the weekend, and I've got a couple of meetings of clubs that I'm going to head off to and try to get some more converts. So
terrific.
I think people
terrific.
Need to understand that he's really got these libertarian beliefs, just, you know, calling himself Republican, that's fine, but at least we're getting close.
Absolutely.
So, all right, thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Lori.
Bye.
All right, and next we have Therese. Hi, Therese.
Good morning, Ken. You know, Tacitus, who died in A.D. 117,
Therese, can you speak up a little bit?
Tacitus, T-A-C-I-T-S, Tacitus. He died in A.D. 117. He said, the more corrupt the state, the more numerous the laws. Now, somebody was indicating that they don't read the laws. No, they don't. As a matter of fact, Pat Linder did not vote for the latest bill in Illinois. I believe it was a budget because she said they didn't even have a chance to read it. However, there's a bill, H.R. 1595, which is coming from the federal government, that would require the U.S. government to pay $130 million in reparations to citizens of Guam and their descendants for the actions committed by Japanese occupation forces during World War II. Can you believe this? Hello,
because
Ken?
Of actions committed by the Japanese?
The Japanese occupation forces.
And we're going to pay for it?
That's what they want. And this, I'm reading this, I'm getting this from the Middle American News. This is a fantastic publication. This has so much information in it. And I urge people to get this. It's only $17 a year. But it's very fantastic. And what the article is indicating that it's being sponsored by the majority of the Black Caucus because they feel if they can get this passed, then they want reparations for slavery.
Oh, I see.
So that's why they're doing this. But this is H.R. 1595. And we don't have $130 million extra to do this. As a matter of fact, what we have now, a $10 trillion debt?
Well, there is no money at all. Yeah,
no.
Actually, I think with unfunded liabilities, I think we're looking at $60 trillion.
Yeah, and this is and you know who's buying our bonds is Communist China.
Right.
And we are just in really, really bad straits. But I would urge people to get this Middle American News. And then there's also, it indicates here, it's a website. It's in capital letters, VDARE.com. This website indicates all the diversity and all the crimes that were committed by people who were not born here. And none of them were Americans. None of them were Americans. But anyway, that's very fascinating. And another thing. The Federal Detention and Removal Office estimates that in 2007 there will be 605,000 foreign-born individuals admitted to state correctional facilities and local jails during the year for committing crimes in the U.S. That number, the DRO estimates half, 302,500, will be removable aliens. So anyway, the corruption goes on, and this is so ridiculous, and this amnesty that they want, this is horrible. And it's going to increase it, because this is what happens. I mean, it's going to increase the people wanting to come into this country.
Well, I've always said just get rid of the welfare, and you'll get rid of the riffraff coming in.
This is true. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Therese, thanks for your call.
You're welcome. Bye, Ken.
All right. Next, we have Trucker Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Guy. Great show today.
Thanks.
Hey, Jeff, you mentioned that Kirk Dillard was a Democrat. He's a leading Republican from DuPage County.
Who is that?
The record straight on that.
I'm sorry. Who is that?
Kirk Dillard, the senator.
Oh, Dillard. I didn't mention
Jeff was mentioning
that.
Yeah. He mentioned he's a Democrat, but he's not. He's a Republican.
Okay.
For other things, as far as like to touch on a seatbelt deal, yes, it is true. They're working with the USDOT funded money that's coming through down through the system, individual to the police departments.
Right.
It'll be great when we can nail the fact that a lot of the upper crooks, and think about it as a pyramid, the street officers and the lower sergeants, honest, hardworking cops. As you make your level up, you begin to run into the crooked level, the mafia, the combine gangsters who inhabit the middle levels of the police department. And at the very top with the department chiefs and deputy chiefs, these guys are the untouchables. They're protected by the mayor's clout. And their word goes on down, either under special order or through, you know, whatever you can imagine, you know, word of mouth in Chicago, you know. If you better be careful and you're told you better be careful and you get the gun stuck up against your head in the locker room when you're changing your uniform, you know, that might be a little clue that you better not, you know, try to go for 287G enforcement. But on your sister station, Rose Polita, one of the Illinois Minutemen was on, and she came straight out and said it. You know, the federal government's been trying to work with these local mayors and police chiefs extensively for years now. And, you know, curtain's been pulled off of the Wizard of Oz, and what we got to do is support the local officers. We got to support our ground officers, man. These guys are living in a vice. They got mafia leaders at the top of their organization telling them what to do, what laws to enforce, who to put the pressure on. I'd like to know if anybody in Hoffman Estates has got the update on that, on the technical officers that roughed up the writer. It's come out in the paper. If anybody knows more
well,
about
it, I haven't heard anything about that lately. We tried to get him on one time, and something happened. We never did.
Well, he'll come on
the
now,
one,
probably.
Yeah, the guy that wrote about, was it 911, I believe?
Yeah, they even blew his address again. You know, it's pretty funny. When we get a cop who we're trying to prosecute for criminal activities, they're totally protected from being exposed by their photograph or their name, et cetera. But when we get a citizen who's being criminally investigated, they blow over his name and everything else. I wanted to get off, but I did want to say I think the tide has tripped. ICE is asking for your help, citizens. ICE and President Bush is asking for your help. Nearly every federal officer is asking for your help. Shut down workforce, work site, illegal work site immigration. Call ICE. Take the time to look for your own ICE officers. Call them. Tell them you want to work with them, regardless of the crooked mayor in your town. Now, these poor officers have got to hide behind trees. You can imagine why they're more likely to go home and kill themselves because what they're forced to do. It's disgusting. Yes. We've got to protect our road officers.
Wasting their time hiding behind trees to see whether or not somebody's wearing a seatbelt or not. This is the height of incredulity. I mean, it's incredulous what's going on in this country.
Imagine being an honest person raised on the media America and then find out that you got to go lay down behind a tree to catch a local guy bringing a sandwich to a sick woman. It don't work in your mind, see? Then you got to go to bed that night.
Right.
They know what's going on. Let's petition to remove these top officers and get these corrupt mayors out of office. That's my point. Let's petition. Let's get mandatory drug testing when force is used. I think that would clean up the departments considerably.
Okay, Tom. Thanks for your call.
Thanks a lot.
All right. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Open line. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
right, we are back with Freedom Rings Open Line. Let's go right to the phones. We have Bob. Hello, Bob.
Good morning.
Morning.
Just a couple things on my mind this morning. The reason why Guam is asking for reparations from the United States instead of the Japanese is Guam was a protectorate of the United States, and when we signed our peace agreement with the Japanese, we agreed not to ask them for reparations.
Oh, I see.
So that's the reason there. Sort of stupid, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to comment about was goofy things that go on down in Springfield. A few weeks ago, I received a notice from the ISRA about a particular Senate bill. The number escapes me, but I think it was something like 1003, which was an amendment to the, trying to think what's the name of the, Sexual Predators Bill. It was an amendment to the Sexual Predators Bill.
Okay.
It was just two sentences, and what it amounted to was it was a ban of 50 caliber weapons.
Oh, yes.
This is a sort of a goofy amendment. And, of course, the question was, can you please call your senators and tell them not to vote for this, because half of the time they don't read these things, and, of course, the name of the bill sounds innocuous enough.
Right.
So I called my senator, who happens to be Senator Milner, whose office is out of, I believe it's Elmhurst. I live in South Elgin, and the Democrats jury-rigged our county here so crazy that he comes all the way out here to South Elgin. Anyway, I called him, and he advertises on his literature that he supports the Second Amendment. And so I figured, well, he certainly won't vote for it. And I was surprised when he called me back after I left a message. And I said, I want to ask you please not to vote for this bill. He says, well, I have to. I says, why is that? He says, I co-sponsored it. And I said, why in the world did you do that? And he says, I know I'm in trouble with the ISRA, the Illinois State Rifle Association. He says, but I did it to keep us from getting more and more anti-gun bills. And he says, I went to the head of the Judiciary Committee, and we sat down and talked. And he agreed not to ask for anything else if we just give him that this year. Nothing else this year.
That's typical. Is this guy a Republican?
Yeah.
If you want to lose your guns fast, vote Democratic. If you want to lose your guns a little slower, vote Republican.
And so I told him, I says, you know, I says, there's an analogy here. He says, what's that? I says, a guy comes in, breaks into your house, and says, I'm going to break your arm. He said, please don't do that. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, I'll break your finger. I'll come back next year and break your arm.
Exactly.
So, anyway, I thought it was sort of goofy. And I don't know if it passed or if it even got brought up yet because of all of this rush at the last minute where they try and cram everything through. But I think if it hasn't passed, it's probably not going to, because now everything requires a 3/5 vote, doesn't it?
Okay. Well, it just what you say is more evidence to me that the Republican Party is a stupid party.
Well, we don't have a hell of a lot of choice.
There is there's not much choice. There's Ron Paul nationally. There's Ron Paul. He's our last hope for freedom as far as I'm concerned.
Well, he's one guy, but he's got a veto, right?
Pardon me?
He's
got a veto. Absolutely, absolutely, he's got a veto.
Yeah.
Bob, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
All right, I think we might have a little bit of time left for Tim. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Ken. I just thought I'd throw on, the guy's name is Christopher Ballin, B-O-L-L-Y-N, something like that. Christopher Ballin, he's the guy who used to write for American Free Press till they dropped him like a hot potato. Yes, he has written about 9-1-1, and his writing that got him specifically in trouble was that he was making the Israeli Mossad connection with the 9-11 events. And that's pretty much American Free Press, for all their touting about freedom and everything. They dropped him like a hot potato and made up some stuff.
There's some things you just can't talk about in this country.
Yeah. You know, you can't really pull the curtain completely back from the man behind it. Because if you do, they come after you viciously. And he was attacked. It's kind of a longish story, so I'm not going to try and get into the whole thing. It's available online. People just need to type in Christopher Ballin, And like I said, it's, I think his name is spelled with a Y, B-O-L-L-Y-N, something like that. And what happened in Hoffman Estates, what people need to remember is Joe Burkett is the head of Homeland Security through Bush here, and Joe Burkett got ties
that
all over the place.
Thanks for your call, Tim.
You're welcome.
All right, this is a quotation from the week from Emma Goldman. Liberty will not descend to a people. A people must raise themselves to liberty.